Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones, the Hunter's leading home builder.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's.
Happy Friday?
No, it's Thursday.
Okay.
God.
Hoping for a pie.
No.
Close, Steve. Close.
Maybe we've got one of those little blocks that you turn every day. You know, the day in the
day. I've got
one
of those at home.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you ever turn it?
No, it's stuck on December 25.
I was going to say, yeah.
It is.
Oh, is it?
It's now a Christmas decoration.
Because those sort of things, I wonder whether, you know, in people's homes, can you be bothered? Every day to turn that little piece of calendar over.
Something I did notice, right? Because it was on the hallway side table as you come in.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. But every time someone visited, they did.
That's what you do in other people's houses.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Change the date.
Every time they'll be like, oh, geez, I'll just fix this for you. Thank you. It was just a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they always fix it up. Or do you go around straightening wall prints and things?
I have been known.
I do that.
Yeah.
So do I.
Yeah. Drives me crazy.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. You're listening to a bunch of OCD freaks. Yeah. Never invite us to your home.
No.
There's nothing worse.
I've been known to go, you know, this would look better over here. I can't help myself.
I know.
But you're right. It drives me mad, a crooked wall
print. A picture. Yeah.
Picture crooked.
Yep. Mm.
As does many other things at home.
Oh, well. Got another story.
I tell you what, I know what day it is. You know why?
Why?
My wife and I, finally, after all these years of having iPhones, have now got a shared calendar.
A what?
A shared calendar on our phone.
Because life
is getting very busy and we're missing important appointments.
Welcome to Grown-Upville.
I feel like a grown-up.
Yeah.
I organise a catch-up for the 12th of December. I haven't organised a catch-up in advance apart from, hey, they want to come over right now. This is the first time ever for me.
Rizio, I can't help you anymore, mate.
No, life is over. But I actually got a
You have no more excuses. Yeah. You have no more, oh, bugger, forgot, sorry, can't come.
No. That's exactly why she's done it.
Consider yourself owned.
Well, that's, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what's happened.
Yes.
Yeah, you will never, ever be late for anything again.
I've tried, Rise, over the years. I've tried to, with subtle hints. It's too late, T.
It's too late. It's over.
It's gone. You're gone.
Because even yesterday I was trying to organise a catch up with a mate and his family, and I was like, oh, this date, which was next weekend, he's like, I'm working night shift that. And I was like, wait a second, let me just check if the 12th is free. Hey, 12th's free.
But how good is it, though?
I actually felt pretty good.
Yeah.
You know,
pretty organised.
You know how good it is for Tanya and Nicole and Lucy? Notice there's names missing.
Not for us.
Male names. Male names are missing from this. It's good.
Yeah.
Because that 12th thing you've arranged, you'll get a text from Lucy later going, nah, you missed that other thing. See under there? We're going to that kids' party.
that'll be on Lucy because she didn't put it in our shared calendar.
Your excuse is, if it's not in the calendar, if the day is blank, the day is there to be written upon.
Yes.
So there is no coming back. There is no coming back.
And that goes for both of you. Because I actually, and it's probably my fault because I went off at her because, not went off, I was like, what's going on?
I'll tell you what, he's talking it up now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I went off at her up the other day because my neighbour across the road was like, hey, you see you Saturday? I'm like, yeah, you will see me Saturday. And then I was like, what time on Saturday? Like, you know, Lucy will tell you. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, so
you had no idea.
See you for dinner. And they're like, lunch. Yeah, lunch it is. And then I went, Lucy, she totally forgot.
Yeah.
So we would have forgotten to catch up with our neighbour across the road. Yeah.
Shared calendar is definitely the way to go.
It is so not.
I love it.
Oh, dear God, no. Fellas, if you're listening, if you haven't got one, hold strong.
Just looking at my day today, I've got a 1 o'clock club orientation for my son. Getting turf delivered today as well.
How excited are you? You know exactly what's going on for the first time in your 37 years.
Literally for the first time.
No more bumbling surf idiot.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, no. I'm just glad she put her sights on you this morning. The day off being a bald grunt's all right by me.
Let's go back to when you had a significant birthday and you and two of your mates went to Vegas.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Oh, it was one of the greatest 5 days of my life. It really was.
Well,
like everything that, you know what was great about it? The way it came about 3 weeks out from the birthday.
Yep.
And we were talking about what pub, and just my group of friends went, all right, forget it. What would you really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, what, really? And they went, yeah. I went, go to Vegas, drive from LA to Vegas across the desert in a convertible and just celebrate it there. Well, do it.
And
that's
you
how it came about.
Yeah.
And you did it.
And I did it.
That's amazing.
And I've never done anything that turnaround quick. And anyway,
awesome.
Yes. Okay. Why are you bringing that up?
Well, I'm bringing that up because
are you finally getting some reports back?
No. No.
Yeah, there's been some stories, Steve.
Yeah, please, Dan, you run this by me before we put it on air.
The DNA evidence has finally been proven. Yeah.
What a relief.
No. I bring it up because you brought home something, a little souvenir. And no, they're not seven. So don't worry about that. No.
I was honestly worried.
No, not
I
that.
Was honestly worried.
No, you brought home a tiny little souvenir that you would carry often in your pocket. Do you remember what that was? Probably not, because a member of our Triple M staff thieved it from you.
Wow.
I don't know whether that's a word. Thieved it.
I like
it.
I'm honestly trying to think. Because I didn't, you know me, I'm not a big...
You're not a big souvenir person.
But I did grab... I had a lighter. I had a lighter that had a bottle opener at the end of it.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, thank you, Rising, for overselling it. It was just $1.80, mate. It wasn't that big a deal, but I liked it.
Remember that. It had your name on it, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Was it
like this one?
No. Where did you get that?
Well, the thief finally owned up. And he came to me this week, head in hand, and went, I cannot continue to live this lie any longer. He's been on the run from the cops since you put in the full-page report. Do you know who it was?
Who do you think it was, Steve?
Blanchy.
Yeah, of course
ding,
it was.
Ding, ding, ding.
Blanchy. Yeah, there's a thief in our midst. It's definitely Blanchy.
There you go. Can I have a light, Steve? Yes, you can. Never see it again.
Well, there you
well,
go.
Well, thank you, Tanya.
You're
look
welcome.
At that. Now, you tell me there isn't geniuses left in the world. A lighter with a bottle opener at the other end.
And his little name on it.
And with a name on it.
That is genius.
You can slowly kill yourself in one easy thing. Isn't that great?
I know.
Light a cigarette and crack a beer.
Well, he's been hiding that in his shed. He must sneak cigarettes from his partner.
Imagine him.
From his wife.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
So he's just been outed. Yeah, hello, Lisa.
Blanchy has been given up for about the last 10 years.
So there you have it.
Yes.
Gave up.
Well, that is... Thank you, Blanchy, or whoever... Oh, well, he confessed, didn't he?
He did.
All right.
Did, yeah.
Look at that. There it is.
And you've been reunited.
The only remnants from my bloody 50th.
Well,
it.
That and the 7-year-old.
Yeah.
You know that, I'm joking.
You know that sounds really, really bad.
Well, isn't that the bad? Everybody knows I'm joking. Well, if you don't, you should.
Yeah, definitely joking.
Seriously.
Nick, cancel the kids walking into the studio.
God, why do they all look like me?
Major sexual consent reforms passed through New South Wales Parliament earlier this week. We talked about them at the time.
Yeah.
So these affirmative consent reforms will change laws around sexual consent to better deliver justice, they say, to victims and survivors of sexual assault.
I feel it's more a symbolism than something you can prove in court, but I like that at least it's a symbol and it's getting people talking.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know how you're going to get this in court.
Well, that's why we're going to turn to someone that probably does know, and that's Sam Macedoni, legal expert. G'day, Sam.
Good morning, Tanya. Good morning, Steve.
Do you see what I mean with that, Sam? I'm wondering, it's still he said, she said, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's changed the playing field a little bit, but at the end of the day, it's who do you believe?
Yeah.
I mean, the person can say, look, I actively asked and sought consent, which was granted. And everything went ahead as usual. And then 2 days later, you find that the other party says, no, I didn't consent. How do you prove it?
Well, how do you prove it? This is the thing, because we've been dealing with this to date. So what does the change in law mean, or doesn't it mean anything on the ground?
The only thing it changes, in my opinion, is this, that there are cases that existed where the male person, for instance, says, look, given by her actions and otherwise, I assumed that she was consenting. In other words, she didn't say no, she didn't say stop. So my assumption was that it was okay. That's no longer the case. You can no longer rely on some sort of an assumption that sex is okay. You must get specific consent, and it must be communicated to you either by words or by actions, and you describe those, and you cannot otherwise say that you had consent. And mind you, that consent's got to be free and voluntary. You can't force it out of someone. And it's a consent, by the way, that must exist and stay in existence throughout the whole course of consent, because we know, for instance, you can consent to sex initially, but after a couple of minutes you might say, no, look, I've changed my mind, stop, get off. That means at that stage that you no longer have consent. So this consent must be present throughout the whole thing, and it must be voluntary, and you must have it specifically said to you. But again, unless you've got some sort of record of it that you can prove that you did have consent, it's word on word.
Well, it's interesting. I saw a movie. I can't for the life of me remember it. But there was it was set in the future, and it was a literal recording before they had sex. It was literally recorded on a phone. I give consent, away you go.
Well, do you think that we could end up in that world, Sam, like a piece of paper or a text message between the two parties? Do you think that would help?
Well, you see all sorts of things on Twitter and otherwise where people get someone to sign their iPad to say, yes, I consent. I mean, I did a case a few years ago. It was a rape case, and to be quite honest, when you looked at the facts and you heard the evidence against my client, you would without doubt believe that he had raped this woman. If it wasn't for the fact that he had secretly recorded the whole thing and that was able to be played to the court and the jury, that it was quite obvious at that stage that there was no rape. So, you know, that's the ultimate thing, but honestly, I don't think people are going to go running around with their iPhones recording all these things, but you just got to make sure that you get active consent. It's got to be spoken. It's got to be... And let's face it, if most people say, yes, fine, I'm really into this, yes, okay, you're not going to have a problem. The real problem is when people make assumptions and they do things without getting any communication underway beforehand.
Yeah, and I think that's where the world is, what we were talking about at Sam, is it's about educating, it's about that continued conversation, getting them when they're young to educate
Absolutely. Yeah, and the important thing is to tell them never to assume anything.
Yeah.
You know, Benny Hill's story, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah.
So that's basically the truth. We just need to have active communication. People have got to be sensible, open and forthright and communicate what they wish and what they don't wish and go from there. I mean, it won't, you know, it really will stop the people who are taking advantage of people without getting their actual specific consent.
Yep.
And there are new jury directions that will be told to juries, and judges will be educated about these new reforms in particular. You know, and sex just means more than just sexual intercourse, by the way. It could be sexual touching or things like that, where you really do need absolute consent now. So,
well, there you go, even into that detail, as you said.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
As intercourse, you know, would be here, and that's not the case anymore.
No.
So it really needs a fair bit of education, really, of everyone, not only the young people, but everyone generally.
Yeah.
So that everyone knows what the rules are.
All right. Well, thank you, Sam. Appreciate your time, as always.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. Sam Macedoni, our legal expert.
I think the general thing is that we said it yesterday, said it again today, it's just brought at least talking about it.
Yeah.
And encouraging, you know, our young people to, well, it's not just for young people, it could be for anybody.
Absolutely.
But, you know, putting a spotlight on it. So I think that's okay.
Do you know that the younger ones, I think, like I'm talking about the 18 to 20, 21-year-olds, they're in... Like, they're in tune with this.
Mm, absolutely.
It's kind of more...
I tell you what, younger too, Tay.
Yeah.
I have these conversations with BJ.
Oh, God, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, as I said to you the other day, this has been our conversation at home since Lorcan was a child.
Yep.
So I think the younger ones get it. It's when you maybe been in a marriage for a while and you go out dating again.
Possibly.
There's a real education that needs to go on there.
All right. How did she turn this around?
You know what I mean.
Well, you're right. You've been out of the scene. You don't know what's going on. That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I totally agree with our teens. But again, that depends on where and who they're from. If you know what I mean.
Make sure their parents are
depending on the group.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway. Fingers crossed, it can only be a good thing.
Definitely. There's certainly a spotlight on it at the moment. It's 18 past 7. It's Tenure and Steve at Newcastle Triple M.
Throwback Thursday.
Has your house got a name? Do you name your houses?
I do.
Want to share?
Mine's Trevor.
Is it? Your house name is Trevor.
No, I don't. I call it the cave.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
The
well,
cave.
Well, look, our former house had a name.
Yeah, the beautiful house in Mayfield.
Yeah,
my friends bought that one. Yeah.
Wincourt.
What is it?
Wincourt,
ooh,
it was called.
Mm,
yeah, it was
right
very, very proper.
Mm.
But no, this is a modern house. I think modern houses look silly named. Don't you reckon?
A little bit,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. If it's an older traditional style,
yeah.
I get it. Like a bit of a grand old residence.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a house in Tides Hill where I used to live, and it was two guys that bought it and renovated it, and their names were Shannon and Darren, and they called their house Shendar. And that name, I loved it. And I thought, how beautiful. And that, they've since moved on, years and years ago.
Yep.
But every single owner has kept it. And I wonder if they know the history of it. I only know because I used to talk to the lads.
Okay.
But, you know, I wonder whether people live in that house and go, I wonder where our name came from.
Well, my mum and dad's house is called Bringilla.
Oh, nice. What's the origin of that?
Ironically, it's Brian's nickname for Jill, my birth mum. But he calls her Brinny.
Oh.
Or Brian. Get Bryn, Brian.
Yeah.
And Jill, Brian, Bringilla.
Bringilla. I'd see, that sounds a bit historic.
And it's up in Katoomba,
yeah.
So it sounds a bit, yeah, yeah. But
fancy.
Yeah, and even got the little plaque on the front, Bringilla.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Because it took me too long to figure it out, according to Brian. Not that hard, mate. Think about it.
No, it sounds like something more
I'd had a couple.
Historic or something like that.
Yeah,
I love
there,
that,
Bringilla.
Yeah,
sounds like a ranch.
Yeah, yeah, especially in the mountains.
Yeah.
See, I'd name Ricey's house.
Yeah, would you name yours?
Well, we've got a little thing.
We've got
a little name on it already.
What is it?
It says Hanalei, which is like in Hawaii, because there's a lot of Hawaiian houses like that. Lucy doesn't like it at all.
Why?
She just thinks it looks a bit tacky. And it was the one thing that I was allowed to have in that house. So I was like, can we have a little Hanalei sign at the front of my house?
So you put it on?
Yeah, I put it on. Yeah, but we bought it when we were in Hanalei in Kauai.
Tanya.
Yeah.
We should stop Ricey from talking, because the way he talks about his life and the way we talk about his life, Salvation Army are going to turn up and save him. The only one thing I was allowed to put on the house, she hates it. Oh, here's my list of things to do.
Well, she doesn't hate it. But
I can't surf anymore because I've got too many kids.
She just thinks we should take it off.
Oh.
So, yeah, but it's not an actual name, but everyone who walks by goes, oh, what does that mean? I say, oh, it's a place in Hawaii where a lot of houses this style.
Ah. And you're turning it into a mini Hawaii. I like it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tanya.
Yeah.
Can you tell Lucy it?
Personally, it sounds tacky. Hey,
but we want to know.
I want to know about your house.
Yeah,
name.
Has your house got a name, and how did it arrive? Was it simply a combination of names like Bringilla?
Is it something tacky like Rice?
Or does it have a historical significance?
So what, you haven't got a little Hawaiian girl dancing on top of the sign?
Oh
no, that's right. That's on his dash.
I'm just going to give Lizzie a call. Remove the Hawaiian dancing girl. You can remove that one. Give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3. We'd love to talk to you now.
And everybody goes in the draw for our 10K Christmas. It is a small pool, because when you drive around, not too many houses do have names.
That's true.
No, true, yeah.
But even if we manage to talk to a couple of people, it'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
1-3-3-5-3. Even if you don't know how your house is named, we'd love to hear from you. Oh, the phones have lit up.
Hello, Debbie.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your house called?
Our house was called Lyle View.
And was it a view of the Lyle Valley?
No, Mount Lyle on the west coast of Tasmania.
Yeah, Tanya, you idiot.
The other way. Not the valley, but the mountain.
Yes, the mountain, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. How long was it, old school style house, Deb?
Yes, was on the side of a hill with a nice veranda.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we were saying,
sounds flash, doesn't it?
It does sound
oh, yeah.
Very flash.
Thank you, Debbie.
Well, I think I'm going to update on Cave. I'll give it a flashier name. Hello, Stacey.
Hello.
What's your house called?
Well, it's my parents' house, and they named it Lock Do.
Lock Do? Why?
Well, my mum used to like this TV show called Hamish Macbeth, and that was the town that it was set in.
Oh, cute.
I know Hamish Macbeth. I remember that show.
Really?
Yeah, the guy that played John Lennon in the most recent Beatles movie.
Yeah, I know the one.
It was Hamish Macbeth, wasn't he, Stacey?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And where is Lock Do? What suburb?
Madawi.
I love
Beautiful.
It.
You just got to, but you've got to say it in a Scottish accent, Stacey.
I can't say it in a Scottish accent.
Would you like to come back to Lock Do?
Sounds very good. Stacey's in the draw for our 10K Christmas. Thank you, Stacey.
Melissa, what's your house called?
My house is called Tracy Air.
Ooh, it sounds flash.
It is, but we're actually German.
Oh.
It's our last name backwards.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Riert.
R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T.
What is it again?
Tracier, R-E-I-C-H-E-R-T.
Riket, is
it? Reichardt.
Reichardt, thanks for that.
Thank you, Melissa. It's the end of the year and we're very tired. What made you call it that, Melissa?
Well, we brought a new house and they had a deal that you had to do a nameplate for your estate, and it came to the second last day. We had no idea, so we said just write it backwards.
Wow. Okay. Which estate is that, Melissa?
It's at Cameron Park.
There you go.
I didn't know that. So every house has a name?
Not every name. You could choose if you didn't get to the cutoff. You don't have your house named.
Wow.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay. Did anyone get away with, like, a Barry? Or
No, a lot of people did opt for just their number of their street and their street name.
Right. Okay. And do you have a nice plaque with Tracy Air on it?
Yeah, a nice glass one with wood surround.
Oh, I like that. Thanks.
Gorgeous. Far less tacky than Rising's. We've got Logan. Hey, Logan.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, good. What's your house called?
We'll call it the Elalong Entertainment Centre.
I love it. Please tell me it's a two-bedroom flat.
No.
Is it big?
Yeah, it's three-bedroom.
Nice.
I like that.
Have you got a plaque or is it just what you call it?
No, it's just what I call it. Yeah. We've got a lot of musician mates that play in our lounge room.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that.
Thanks, Logan.
You're coming over the end cent tonight. Yeah, all right. That's great.
Gary, what's yours?
It's called Wongaburra.
And is this a geographical nod?
No, it's just an Aboriginal name that means our home.
Oh, I like that.
Same.
Yeah, McDonald Jones had the plaque thing. We had to think of a name for him, so that's what we chose.
That's
part of it all, McDonald Jones. Thank you for plugging our sponsor, Gary.
Exactly. McDonaldJones.com.au if you want to check out some lovely statues and plaques.
But that's a cool idea.
It is a cool idea.
Hello, Kelly. What's your house called?
My house is called Piston Broke.
Have you got that on a big sign out the front, Kel?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Oh, no. I was just about to change my house name from Cave, but you've just stolen that too. I'll have to come up with another one.
I love it. Who decided that and broke?
That was the name?
Yeah.
Okay, so we owner built our home 15 years ago, and it was built with a lot of friends in trades. So by the time it was over, we spent many times pissed with them, and we were very, very broke.
You see, if you just spelled it as in from the engine.
Yeah.
P-I-S-T-O-N, piston broke. Piston
P-I-S-T-N-broke. Well done, you guys.
My engine fails. Why? Because the piston broke. So you can get away with piston broke.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good on you. I'm inspired now.
Yeah.
What are you going to call yours?
I'd like to call your house the castle.
It's not a castle.
No, I know. That's what's funny about it.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be great? It's like, I'll tell them. They've got tickets on themselves, haven't they?
It's Daniel and Steve.
There's a scourge starting in Brisbane that we need to get on top of before it starts here.
Uh-oh. Is Anastasia Palaszczuk dropping dandruff?
No, she's not.
Okay.
No. Just a lot of rubbish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bloody Anastasia. Anyway, it's the dreaded and dangerous e-scooter that has become such a thing in Brisbane that it's causing, like, quite serious accidents with pedestrians and bike riders and everything, and the e-scooters coming in, people not riding them. But it's true. Even Deanna's daughter, who lives in our, she's got one and rides to work on an e-scooter. It is nuts in Brisbane. Like, it's gone nuts.
Wow.
That is the, forget the pushies, everyone's e-scooting. Isn't that amazing? And now they're actually really worried because there's so many accidents.
Yeah.
So we better get on top of it because it's coming down the coast, guys.
Well, I know Michael's a man that he knows had an e-scooter accident only 2 weeks ago.
There you go.
Like, serious accident.
They go so fast.
And
knocked himself out on it.
Yes, wow. Well, that's the claims of this. They're saying, no, it's actually really serious accidents are happening from them.
Yep. Well, when we were there, you and I, remember a couple of years ago, staying in that hotel on the water, whatever it is.
It was a work thing, everybody. It wasn't a weekend away for Tanya and I, by the way, just to clarify.
Thank you for that.
Sometimes she brings things on there, I go, whoopsie-daisy.
No, it was a work thing.
Michael knew we were there.
No, but do you recall when we wandered around, there were flying by because they had those e-scooter stations.
Sometimes they'll come in between the middle of us and we had to let go of our hands.
So true. Yeah, but yeah. They are everywhere. I understand.
But yeah,
they were flying.
And that
bombs.
Now was a few years ago.
Yeah,
apparently it is just exploded. The mode of transport now. So yeah, it's going to happen here.
Yep.
You know what happens? Look, I get it.
Yeah,
but it's interesting you say they are serious accidents.
He knocked himself out
because they hoot along.
Mm. Yeah, they definitely do.
And they run over small children and don't care.
Nah.
And they break up couples holding hands.
That's right, just on a leisurely weekend away. Bloody nuisance. Hey, we thought we'd get ahead of the game. Instead of trying to beat the cancer culture, we'll get ahead of cancer culture.
Cancel. Yeah, I thought you said cancer.
Oh, no. Cancer culture. And that way we'll cancel them before they get to.
Yes.
Okay, because we stunned EP Nikki yesterday with the song both Tanya and I agreed probably shouldn't be played anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Thank heaven for little girls. For little girls get bigger every day.
Now.
Maurice Chevalier.
Now, again, I said yesterday, it's just about isn't it wonderful having beautiful grandchildren?
Yeah.
But it's your minds and cancer culture people that'll turn it into something else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It is.
It's just about having a beautiful little grandchild.
I know. However, there are some songs that controversially would not be welcomed onto today's playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And Rolling Stones, if you recall, we talked about this earlier in the year, when they cancelled their own song, Brown Sugar. Yeah, racist, misogynistic. It's every ism that you can possibly think of all crammed into that one little ditty.
Yeah, but hell, you can dance to it.
No. So they don't even do that song anymore. They've decided, it doesn't get a run.
Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about. We want to do a list of the songs that are too controversial to be played today.
Give us a call. 1-333-53. What songs maybe shouldn't be aired on the radio today?
There's plenty of them.
In our very, very overthinking world.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You can definitely have a bit of fun with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we are playing a lot of the songs that may be on the list as well.
I do recall one from Dragon.
Oh, yeah, I've got
that I've been listening to, thinking to myself, wonder if they should do that anymore. Are you old
enough? Well, there's a way you can look at it. If you're the 70-year-old male and she's 42, you could be saying, are you old enough?
Or you could be suggesting you're a bouncer at a nightclub.
True.
It's all about a bouncer checking ID.
It's all
old enough to come in. 1-333-53, give us a call. The songs that maybe shouldn't be played or maybe not appropriate to be played on the radio anymore.
Mm.
One that belts around that I know, and every time I hear it start, they've obviously edited out the line or something. Have they, Rise, edited out the line?
Yeah,
I'm talking Dire Straits.
Yeah.
Has it been edited out?
We play the version on Triple M that it doesn't say anything there.
Right, because every time, knowing the full song, every time I hear it coming on, I'm going,
how do we play this?
I don't think
you're talking about this song. Oh, that didn't work. That's the way you do it. But yeah, there is that one.
Yeah, look at that little.
Line. Yeah. Yeah, look at that little. And it doesn't
say
anything.
You can't say anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Janine's got a good point straight away.
Hello, Janine.
Hi, how you going this morning?
What do you reckon, mate? Name a song for us.
Mate, what about our nursery rhymes? Just about every one of our old nursery rhymes is politically incorrect.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, bar bar black sheep. There's no longer any bar bar black sheep anymore.
No, that's right.
There's also the point of view with all of those nursery rhymes and fairy tales that every woman needs saving by a man, Janine.
It's just like, hello.
Well, I'm not quite understanding either of your points.
Good boy. Thank you.
Steve. I believe every word you're saying.
Thank you very much. And away with you, Janine. I'll tell you what word is. They're going to let you guys vote soon.
beg your pardon.
Oh, I know. It's an outrage,
Janine,
mate.
Thank God we've got Australia's first female commissioner to lead our New South Wales police force, because I believe her first job is to lock you up.
Apparently so. Thank God for cranky girls.
Janine, you're in the draw for our 10K Christmas. We're going to go to Cindy now.
Cindy, what should be on the cancelled list?
Good morning. Elvis Presley and Little Sister.
Oh, my God.
Little Sister, don't you?
Don't you treat me once or twice. To say it's very nice and then you run. You're right, Cindy.
Oh, Cindy.
Yeah. Along with Return to Sender.
Oh, Cindy, you've gone too hard. You've cancelled Elvis.
You can't cancel Elvis, although there is another one, Cindy. What about the old Kissin' Cousins?
Well, I've got a gal, she's as cute as she can be. She's She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant.
Oh, Elvis!
In Elvis's defense, he did come from the deep south.
I know. It was an incest, the game the whole family plays.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, we've cancelled Elvis. See, that was the whole idea today. We wanted to beat the cancer.
Yeah.
Culture. We're getting ahead of the game.
Brett.
Hi, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Very well.
What's yours, mate?
Mate, I've actually got this from the horse's mouth himself, Mark Lazotte.
Yeah.
In the song, I Don't Need Love, in the second verse, I think he goes, people keep asking how I'm still this way. He says, I tell them that I'm living day by effing day.
Is that right?
And it's still played on radio today, and no one believes it.
Well, you're playing this song. I've never heard him swear in that song.
That's the one.
So it's the second verse.
Get further down, yeah.
Oh,
I think you...
Further down, yeah.
Well, you know what we're going to be doing in the news? Listening to the second verse. Thanks, Brett.
Thanks for the homework, Brett. I'm looking forward to that.
Can we be careful with this next Brett we're going to speak to?
Oh, my God, Brett.
No, he's right, though. I mean, yes, he is dead right. It's a radiator song, isn't it, Brett?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Jimmy Head.
Okay, thank you. We all knew which one you meant, Brettley.
Oh, sorry.
I thought you meant summer holiday, mate. So
they're actually playing in 2 weeks' time at Walls End Diggers.
Okay.
What I love about that, Brett. I love that. It is original lineup too.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's what I love. Isn't that great?
Original lineup. Yeah. They don't stop touring.
Yeah. Good gear.
Thanks, Brett.
Great song.
Katie from Louth Park. Ooh. What should be on the cancelled list?
Hi, guys.
Hi. What should be on the cancelled list?
Father Figure by George Michael.
Oh, hello. I don't even know the lyrics to it.
I've never really paid attention, Katie. What's offensive in it?
You could go underage and you could go grooming.
Oh, okay.
Got a bit of the song here, don't it?
Oh, God. Straight away. The minute you say it. Ew. Yucky, Katie.
What a day. Elvis and George Michael.
I know.
What a day.
Wow.
Thanks, Katie. Really appreciate the call.
The only song I couldn't dig up was one on Rolf Harris. Irony.
Would you think turning Japanese is something that, by the Vapors?
I don't know. You'd have to explain to me what it means, Tanya.
Well, I don't know. Isn't it just... Are you just trying to pretend you're a different culture?
Steve's doing...
I just showed you what it means. Is that true?
That's dead true is what that song means.
Well, it needs to be cancelled on both fronts,
he's
then.
He's in prison on his own.
Okay, enough said. I didn't know that. I thought they were just, you know, taking over someone else's culture.
No. But on both...
Cultural appropriation is what it's called.
Both cases, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I don't hear it anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
A little flashback here and there?
Flashback here and there, maybe. A little wow song here at Triple M.
And I hope we're not going to have to go through this again this year because it's almost the time of year when this song gets played.
Of course. Yeah. Well, they cancelled it last year.
Well, the fairy tale.
What was the dramas around the Pogue song last year?
Because there's a few words in there.
Yeah.
I can't say them.
No.
But that's...
A couple of words.
It was written at a time when... You know what I mean?
People said that.
I don't know.
So it was turning Japanese.
I know. Well,
written at a time when a man was lonely in a jail cell.
I'd prefer to think of it as cultural appropriation. But anyway, I've just been enlightened. This year I've learned two things. That... And what the Reach Around series was all really about. I thought it was a children's book.
Well, it's all fun hanging out with your mates. Stephen Rice, isn't it, mate? What about, hang on, we've got to get a boy one up here. Come on.
Which one?
Young boys.
Oh, yeah, you
come
just
on.
Mentioned this one.
It's all...
Kate Sobrano does not sing that song anymore. She said herself, I don't know what the hell I was thinking. That is so inappropriate.
But okay, again, imagine a bloke. Young girls are my weakness.
I think that was the one we started with.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, little girl.
Yeah.
Doing a little mashup.
Kate canceled herself on that one.
We've all just got to get over ourselves and enjoy the tune.